The organization of the utility store may be considered two-dimensional, with cave edicts and common as one dimension, and the base site user as the other dimension. Some of the combinations can't contain configurations. Remember from previous lessons that some of the base files, so to speak, are actually packaged in the cave plugins or in cave's ETSA directory. In addition, there are restrictions on some types of files. For example, WarnGen templates can have base and site versions but not user overrides. The AWIPS2 localization perspective is a tool designed to hide this complexity, and it's designed also to automatically transfer override versions of configuration files for cave to the proper location in the edX utility store. The Eclipse framework upon which cave is built is actually an integrated development environment for software developers. So, the localization perspective harnesses the code editing capabilities that come with Eclipse. One of the main limitations of the localization perspective is that it's designed to work only with cave's configuration files. This means you can't use it to edit the edX-only files. These are the files in edX static, such as the distribution files. The other main limitation of the localization perspective is that it does not yet allow you to edit every type of possible configuration file for cave, but it does handle most types. You can see from this screenshot that the localization perspective has a file browser, an editor window, and an outline window. You will likely use the file browser and editor windows heavily.